Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
State Representative Cam Buckner is with us. He represents the 26th District. You want to do something, especially to give families of homicide victims a way to reopen cold cases, not to find people, but to actually solve crimes. Thanks for joining us. What are you going to do about this?
Hey, Lisa, thanks for having me. And yeah, this is the fourth year, actually, that I filed this bill, the Homicide Victims Rights Bill. This year is HB 3632. And, you know, this bill is deeply personal to me. When I was 10 years old, my uncle was murdered on the south side of Chicago. And, you know, as I said, I was 10 years old. And if God is willing, I'll be 40 years old in May, 30 years without any leads, any closure, any no suspects, right? And so when I begin to talk to families around my district and around my state, the state, this is something that rings all too true to families, right? So for families who've never gotten answers that they deserve and still don't know who took the life of their loved ones, you know, that experience for me shaped how I see the criminal justice system, not just through the lens of policy, but through the eyes of families who are left in the dark, grieving and waiting. And so we put together this piece of policy that will ensure that families are not just informed of the process, but they are actively included in the process, that there is some actual recourse and a plan and a process statewide on how cold cases can be reopened, and that, you know, the families are a part of this process, as I said. And so for all of those out there who know all too well the cold feeling of a cold case, this is, you know, really aimed at closing that gap and becoming a best practice around the nation on how to deal with these cases.
I'm so sorry that you've had to carry that loss your entire life. And I don't know why it takes a crime podcast or a cold case podcast to get people motivated, because we all know somebody saw something. Somebody right. knows something. In fact, that was the name of the podcast that, you know, got the search underway for Karen Sheepler. But you're right, for victims of homicide, the families are also concerned, like, who killed them and what will they do next? This wasn't, you know, you're not talking about accidents, you're talking about an active killer.
Yeah, that's right. And when someone is murdered, we try to remind folks that this is not just a statistic. It's a life taken from a family, and a family that will be forever changed, right? And we really, you know, at the bottom of this, the core of this, families deserve to know that the system is working, not just for punishment, but for fairness, transparency, and accountability. And so I'm really, you know, heartened by the support we've gotten this year. As I said, Lisa, we've filed this bill a number of years, and we have not been successful. But the advocates that we're working with, we are like a tick on a hound, right? We are locked in, and we're not shaking loose. And we're going to find a way to get this done one way or another.
Well, and of course, you get pushback because people say, where is the money going to come from? How are we going to pay for this?
Yeah, and I think that that's fair. Listen, I believe that municipalities around the state are having a hard time paying their bills. I understand the instability happening in Washington, D.C., and by way of that, Springfield now, right, that folks are trying to figure out how they make the bottom line work. And because of that, I'm working hand-in-hand with law enforcement around the state, with the Sheriff's Association, with the Chiefs Association, with the FOP, with the Illinois State Police, to make sure that we are not just putting an undue burden on these municipalities and these departments, but we're giving them the tools they need to do this the right way and to serve the people that we are all supposed to be here to serve.
And my guess is that the murder rate is probably higher in municipalities who have smaller budgets and just don't have the resources to follow through on these cold cases.
Well, we know in some of these small towns that the murder rate is really, really small, as you said, and they are able to close out these murders quickly because it's not something they deal with every day. We also know in Chicago that, you know, it's really hard for our homicide detectives to keep up with these cases because, unfortunately, the number of homicides continues to balloon, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to close case A when you're already working on case B, you know, E, F, and G. And so we are taking into account that, which is why this bill leaves some room for us to work some nuances in for smaller municipalities, smaller counties. Some cities and villages in the state don't even have a police department, right? They rely on the county sheriff. And so we're taking all of that into account. I know this is not a one-size-fits-all approach, but we know that justice should be for everybody.
And if people want to support the Homicide Victims Family Rights Act, what do they do?
Look, you can look it up on the website. It's HB 3632, and you can reach out to your state reps and your senators, and please tell them that you support this. You know, hit social media. If you are a family who has suffered from this yourself, please reach out. Let us know your story, because once again, this is not just about policy. This is about people.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa.
State Representative Cam Buckner from the 26th District.